You are listening to The Age of Transitions. I'm your host, Aaron Franz, coming at you live this Sunday night, October 23rd, live from the facilities of Ochoa.com every Sunday night. We are live now, 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. That is the live time for the show on Ochoa.com. And then, of course, you can listen as a podcast at theageoftransitions.com. It's my website. You can go to theageoftransitions.com to support the show as well. I have my book, Revolve, Man's Scientific Rise to Godhood, paperback or ebook copies available. So have the Patreon campaign link there at ageoftransitions.com. Also, can find the affiliate ad links, bookshop.org, Libsyn. Also have t-shirts available if you want to buy them. They're at the website too. Theageoftransitions.com. Thank you very much for listening, for supporting, sticking with me. Taking in the show. Do appreciate that. This is, again, live. If you want to call in, the number is 319-527-5016. You can call into the show and speak to me. I'd like to talk with you any given Sunday. This is the time to call in now. 319-527-5016. Or you can come on the show through Skype. Send a message to Chuck. He's Charles.Ochoa on Skype. Type him a message and he'll bring you on the show. Or call 319-527-5016. Live again from Landers. I'm out here once again in Landers, California. So glad to be out here. It's starting to cool off. The winter is definitely on the way. Over the summer, it's obviously quite hot out here, but then the winter, it does get cold too. So the cool weather's here and it feels pretty good. I'm happy for it to be here. I like cooler weather, so it's nice to have it. I'm coming into the fall and the winter around the corner. It's gonna happen anytime now, so I'm glad about that. Glad to be up here. A little bit of breeze going. It's nice up here in the high desert. And we're coming at you live from Landers once again, as I did last week. So we'll see how often we're out here, how often we're in Riverside. Either way, show live Sunday nights. Remember, make a note of it. And there's always much happening in our age of transitions. Hard to keep up. I know it's crazy because there's the more and more that the different nations are trying to control, it seems like the less and less they are actually in control. I mean, all the major powers kind of splitting up, going their own way these days. I don't know if it's an ebbing and flowing of globalism, but this being the ebbing part of it, where everybody's trying to be hyper-nationalistic and run things for themselves and cut themselves off from the rest of the world for all sorts of security reasons and all sorts of tensions among nations. Wars happening, threats of wars, intimidations, worries, and you know, in the midst of all of this, you've got the leaders trying to lead, and more the populations are dissatisfied. I mean, for sure, the American population, we understand our problems here, so. Yeah, all sorts of discontent and issues, political unrest going on here, all sorts of strange things happening here politically. It's a bizarre time. And dissatisfaction, to be sure, among the populace. Nobody is too happy right now. Everybody wants to change things. And all those different groups and different ideas of what the change had ought to be are all quite interesting. But we're not alone. Our country isn't the only one with a dissatisfied public. Kind of obvious how in Russia, the public can't be too very happy with things. The war, I don't know what the approval rating for that is. I don't know if any sort of numbers would be even accurate at all, if you could get them in the first place. But I mean, I just assuming that the public is not happy whatsoever, even if they were approving of the war as a thing that should be done, they're still not going to be happy in the midst of doing it. There's no way. I mean, what are you supposed to do in that situation? Nobody's going to be happy there. So Russia obviously has some work to do to keep their population satisfied. And then China is all kinds of problems going on too. I suppose I could call it a waning. I don't want to call it waning. Less, not thriving as much as in the growth is now not what it was, and the optimistic outlook that the country had, and the rising middle class and all that seems to be again ebbing. Bare minimum, things aren't going so great there. Population very dissatisfied, upset. Communist Party pulling all sorts of pretty hard moves to maintain their power and keep other institutions within the country that could vie for supremacy to quell them so that they maintain their own party control. Doing things like that. Just mass dissatisfaction among the population, the different social movements, the lying flat movement, the let it rot movement, whatever, all that stuff. I'm sure a lot of you are up on those things and aware of that. So, we're going to call. That's good. So, you may call in too. So again, the number is 319-527-5016 for anybody else who wants to call. But for now, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Cooley Digital from Ohio.
Cooley, all right, man. What's up? How you doing?
What's happening, brother?
Oh, not much. I'm just maintaining, How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Got the Heavy Chevy live and uncut.
Which one is the Heavy Chevy? What's that? The truck?
Yeah, I got to put no exhaust on it with some Flowmasters. She'll talk to you.
Nice. Very cool. So now, obviously, Cooley, you've learned that we're recording Sundays. No more Fridays. How are you feeling about that? You like the Sunday thing?
If you guys were down, I would do it every day.
Yeah, that would
you
be
cool.
You
guys are famous. Famous just like that Cooley Digital guy.
Yeah, indeed. Somebody has heard of it. Somebody's probably heard of this show out there somewhere. So that's makes me feel good. Good to be known.
That's what everybody about you, man.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you for promoting it, Cooley. Need all the help we can get.
Doing pretty good.
Everything's cool back there in Ohio?
Yeah, I got a new toy, I guess you could say. I don't know if you've seen it on my Instagram or not.
I haven't been on Instagram much. What is it?
Side by side.
Oh, you got one of those things? No, I haven't seen that. Oh, that's nice. Have you taken it out?
I had it out today. I just got it 2 Sundays ago.
Nice. Yeah, oh man, there's all kinds of them out here in Landers. I'm in Landers right now. Those things just drive down the road, you know what I mean? There's all sorts of them.
And it fits you just perfect, Franz. It's a Subaru.
It's a Subaru? The side by side?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, check it out.
Is it like a 2-seater? Is it one of the bigger ones? Like 4 or something?
You could probably put 3 people in this one.
3? Okay. Cool, cool.
I'm going to put a stereo on it. A piece of plexiglass for a windshield. And cruise it around, bro.
Cool, cool. All right. How'd you come up on that thing? Where'd you find that?
Doing some wheeling and dealing like I always do.
All right. Cool, cool. That's the best way to do it. And I'm sure, I mean, if I wanted one, I could find one laying around here somewhere. I can trick his head and find some money to pay for it. But then if I did that, they're not far. I'm telling you, they're all over the place out here. They're cool. Love them in the desert.
Well, if you want one, all you got to do is speak the word. You know, Cooley will come through for you.
Give me a good deal. That's cool.
This one's yellow, but I'm changing the color up to teal.
Oh, there we go. Nice. Teal.
Be fabricated.
Okay.
It's got a dump bed. It's pretty nice. I have to check it out, bro.
Yeah, we're here in the first hour, Cooley. We got this hour to complete, and then the following hour, we got Uncle, and Uncle's going to call in to his own show today is the way that we're going to make that work. So he's going to be a caller into his own show here in a minute.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to it, actually. It should be interesting.
I can't wait to meet him in person.
Yeah. It's it's an experience, that's for sure, meeting Uncle. He really knows how to knock him dead.
So he's like up there with me then, right?
He's definitely up there, yeah, no doubt about it. He knows how to make a first impression.
So that's like it's a foot race between me and Uncle, huh?
Yeah,
he probably beat me.
Yeah. Cooley, do you ever make it into Cambridge ever? You make it down there much?
Yeah, I go there often, actually.
You do? Okay. Now, is Crazy Robert still around? You ever see him? What's he up to these days?
Yeah, I see him. I guess he's married and has
really?
A kid. I don't know.
Married with a kid.
How he ended up with that
guy. Huh. That's interesting. So he's probably not around town as much as he used to be in years past, I would assume, if he's married with a kid.
I see him up at Walmart every once in a while.
All right. Okay. Yeah, after what?
Ask about him. I said, I have to mention you ask about me.
Yeah, for sure. Tell him I said hello. Yeah, I'm definitely. I miss it back there.
Brother Roy.
Yeah, it's cool, man. Oh, man. Yeah, I guess I remember he used to like ride his bike around town. He used to be the guy around town for sure. So that's just why I wonder that.
Yeah, doing pretty good, man. Just can't wait till this Friday coming up. I get to see my kids.
All right, cool. Good, good. Good week.
They'll be excited about the side-by-side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would be. That's cool.
Yeah, I wish I got stuff like that when I was a kid.
That's the kind of thing I always wanted to have, but I never did. Yeah, I would have loved to have that, too.
All I had as a kid is a mini bike, and I used to do ramp it and do all kinds of tricks on it.
Oh, cool. One of those ones with, like, the wide wheels on it that we talk about? It's like, wide tire things?
It was a real one. I think it was called a mud buggy is what I called it. It looked like a three-wheeler, but the mini bike was the Shiznit.
Yeah.
A little Honda 50.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah, I smoked and stayed out with patrol when I was like 9 on it.
Cool. Very good, very good. Yeah, I'm trying
to... How's your family?
They're okay. Yeah, everything's good out here in California. Yeah, I've been busy. See them... at night and relax and then start a new day. And yeah, they're doing good.
Jake the Snake's trying to get me to come to California, so make an appearance.
There you go. Yeah, it'd be a good trip. I love doing the drive across the country whenever you're able to. That's always fun.
He said, then no one will want me to leave. I said, well, once they meet me, they'll know. I'm the cool man.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're able to, man, make the trip. I would love to drive across the country. I haven't done that forever. Yeah, and it's fun to visit out here for sure. So if you're able to come out here, I mean, host you out in Landers. Bring the side-by-side with you. We'll go out to Giant Rock.
Yeah, and then hang out until Uncle's show, and I could be one of your people there.
Mm-hmm. Need to get a live studio audience. I haven't done that before. That could be good. Get that kind of setup going. It'd be nice.
I got faith you'll do it, bro.
Yeah. Any interesting thoughts just about the world or anything, Cooley? You got anything for us? And you want to? Let's hear the Cooley's perspective. What's going on out there? We need to know.
I think it's all crazy wanting to go to war and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If we go to war, if we tear it up, we'll just rebuild it. And I think that's retarded. Why waste our money when they destroy our country and rebuild it?
Yeah. Why go about just breaking a bunch of things? And then, yeah, exactly. The whole thing is you have to pick the pieces up afterwards. So, I mean, you can have a nice war over there in the Pacific, South China Sea, maybe. At least that's not here. Maybe that's a good idea. You like that idea, Cooley?
I just think we should keep our nose where it needs, out of other people's business. Because, like I said, we tear it up, we rebuild it. They don't rebuild ours. We got people in our own country that could need help, homeless people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hear you, man. Yeah. And you try to rebuild it, and it doesn't really even work out that way. But, I hear you, man. Yeah, so... I like the Cooley perspective. I'm agreeing with you here. That's good. I'm trying to think what else. Yeah, if anybody else wants to call in, they may join the call here. 319-527-5016. Would love to have you on a Sunday night. Quiet Sunday. We're just here hanging out, talking, doing a show. Nothing special. Nothing fancy. So what we do, make shows. Isn't that so, Cooley?
Yep, and then Finley Uncle, the broadcast live and uncut.
Mm-hmm. It's coming.
But my cousin said when he was over in Iraq, it was a mess, and then we rebuilt it. He just seemed calm, said didn't understand why did we go tear it up, and then we had to rebuild it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Yeah. Doesn't make a lot of sense, what does? Nothing. So I guess nothing's supposed to make sense.
Especially so. Joe Biden, he didn't make no sense.
He's seen better days, I suppose, and then those better days weren't really good either, so you can't expect a whole lot. and I don't.
I don't either because he's a bum.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be...
Is gas out there?
How much is what was that?
How much is gas out there?
Oh, it's actually at... You can find it for $5 a gallon is a real deal these days. So it is actually made it to that. So we got that going for us.
It's like $3.69, I think. Certain places.
Ooh. Yeah, it's always way cheaper in Ohio anyway. So, yeah, that's you've got an advantage, but still, I mean, it's not what it was years ago.
Basically, I need to get a holding tank filled up and bring it out to you.
Yeah, there we go. There's a business for you. Just to fill up in Ohio, drive it across the country, and sell it to people in California. It might be legal. I don't know. Figure out how to do that.
They couldn't catch the heavy Chevy because it's fully digital style, bro.
I like the idea. Four wheel
drive, I can go off road and start slinging mud.
Oh man, yeah. I'm trying to think here. It's hard to even know what to talk about, honestly. My brain is, I think it's in my head. I don't know. It's hard to even tell these days.
You ain't out of order yet, man. You got to keep it going.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do have to keep it going. Let me think. Would you like to call back for the Uncle Hour, Cooley? Maybe, because I don't even know what I'm talking about right now on this show.
Well, of course, man.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you, and because I'd like you to talk to Uncle, but he's not going to be here for a half an hour.
Around 11.
Yeah. Call right back because Uncle will be excited to talk to you. So I want to make sure that you do.
Yeah, I'm going to have to tell him I need an Uncle sticker for the souped up Subaru.
Oh, yeah. And we can make that happen. That's it. No problem.
Hey, let you know the boys sport that shirt at school.
Oh, the Uncle one?
Yep.
Oh, cool, good. Yeah,
I'm putting you out there, bro.
The word is getting out. I like it. Very cool. All right, Cooley. Well, yeah, call back in like half an hour, and I'll talk to you then.
All right, bro. Have a good night.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye bye. All right, that was Cooley Digital for everybody who does not know, calling direct from Ohio. Great to talk to him. Glad to have him on the line. He should be back on the Uncle Hour, too. And, yeah, we're just here waiting through the age of transitions. Anybody else who wants to call, please do. 319-527-5016. Talking about war, threats of war, ideas about war, populations at war with themselves, all that kind of fun stuff. Talking about those kinds of things tonight. And yeah, any given government trying to control their people, not doing so good. They're doing what they can. Things are out of their control. Still, though, to a great extent, which is a good thing. You don't want our respective governments to be in total control of everything, and it's good to know that they're not. Kind of reassuring, kind of exciting to know that they don't have a handle on things. They're completely out of their depth, that we all are now. We've all gone so far that there is no turning back, and we're all stuck on this thing together now. So at least we're not lonely, or if we feel like we are lonely, we shouldn't. Should realize that we're not. We're all in the same boat here. Oh, again, another call. This is nice. Okay, so again, the call number is 319-527-5016. Anybody who wants to call, please join. And caller, you are on the line now. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Christopher Graves, and I'm calling from Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles, California.
Dang, you're on Sunset right now, Chris?
Yeah, I'm trying to Uber Eats and
okay.
Without eating.
Wait, are you taking part in the gig economy? That's what you're doing?
No, I'm not turning tricks. I'm just trying to get some gas money for this rent-a-car that I'm having to turn in tomorrow before I got the Shoelace Express. I got myself in a little tizzy here.
Okay. So you're in a rental car, and you're delivering food, right? Am I right about that?
Yeah, the rich people, they don't tip.
Okay.
They don't tip.
This is really weird, Aaron. Hang on a second. Something wrong with my mic there. There we go. Now I sound okay?
Yeah.
Good God. All right. No, there was something wrong with my mic for a second there. Chris is actually in California, if I understand correctly. Like, he really is. He's normally calling us from Massachusetts. And actually, I haven't been able to get in touch with Chris for a little bit. So this is
Wi-Fi is very spotty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So anyway, but he's actually in your state right now.
Up in L.A. Yeah. On Sunset Boulevard. That's crazy. How long you been out here, Chris?
Probably since last Saturday.
Yeah.
Came out for the love of my life, basically. And that's a whole long, torturous story. Not on her end, on my end. I am what you would call an idiot.
Okay. Right.
Well, I've been one of those a couple of times, Chris.
It's an adventure. It's not bad. I'm making it work right now, but I am scrambling. But this is the only way I could actually communicate with anybody from the Ochoa Network right now, besides the board. And like I said, though, Wi-Fi is spotty when you're in a rent a car. You're sleeping in a rent a car at a Walmart, you know. I had to deal with some Burbank police officers the first night, sleeping on a bench. It'll be in my tell-all book. I didn't ask to be born, the Chris Graves fiasco, in bookstores nowhere, 2024.
I should have had you title my book. I love that. Yeah, I should have had you title my book, Chris.
Yeah, I got a plane ticket for my birthday, which was on the 6th, so I couldn't say no. So I kind of had to scramble. I got the ticket like a week later or whatever, so I kind of had to scramble. So on impulse, I just kind of went. I took the road that is never taken, and it's scary and exciting at the same time. And you know what? At least I feel alive now. Before, I kind of felt like I just existed without living.
Okay, so
be 100% honest.
I just want to make a note here. If, and now I don't know where Banning or Mountain View, California are, but Banning, Mountain View, and Los Angeles are all listening to your show right now. Multiple listeners in Banning, 3.
Huh.
2 in Los Angeles, and 1 in Mountain View. So where is Mountain View, Aaron?
I believe Mountain View is up in or near Silicon Valley.
Okay.
I think.
Well, then only the Los... So only
San Fran, then. Yeah, that's way up there.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So exactly. Only the Los Angeles listeners could actually, if you use Uber Eats... If you use Grubhub, which one do you do, DoorDash?
I had DoorDash, and they kind of screwed me around a little bit, but Uber Eats, yeah.
Okay, so if you use Uber Eats and you're listening to us live right now in Los Angeles, California, you might be able to get Chris Graves as your delivery driver. So tip well. How's that sound? Because there are two listeners in L.A. right now.
Yeah,
nice. I almost got accosted by the Pennywise on Sunset Boulevard in front of the Chinese Theater because I took his picture and he wanted $20.
Yeah. You can't do that. If you break out the camera, they will do that.
Yeah, Batman will beat your ass.
Well, Chucky wasn't so vicious.
Chucky.
Batman will beat your ass on the boulevard.
No, he was taking a break. Spidey was in his place. I didn't even bother with him.
Was it the brown Spider-Man, the guy who messed up his thing, or was it the other guy?
Yeah, it smelled like it. It didn't look like it, but it smelled like it.
Okay.
I couldn't tell if it was him or me, though, to be honest.
Hey, all right. No, it happens, but there's the brown, everybody knows the brown Spider-Man. If you guys are in Los Angeles, I just told a joke for your two listeners in Los Angeles, Aaron. How's that? Because they all know who the brown Spider-Man is. Anyway.
Well, I didn't want to hijack your show, Aaron. I just wanted to actually congratulate you with the time move and everything. Is it better for you than on like the Friday night thing? Or
I just can't make it on Fridays anymore for my job and whatnot. So yeah, this is better.
Oh.
It works out. It's been good.
You know what? It will be very cool when we get your show back in there too, because you'll have a lead in, and then I have a choice to do something in between. And it'll be, people will be able to listen to the live network for 4 hours again. That'll be nice.
I'll tell you, Chuck, I tried my hardest, but we just couldn't work it out. But, Steve Cameron that wrote, the Roger Craig story and the deputy interviews and everything. I actually was able to stay with him, two of the nights. So I was trying to make it work so we could do that follow-up interview, but just tonight didn't work out. So.
No problem. Well, look, when you are available, though, just contact me through... Can you access your Facebook or your Twitter?
Yeah, you got messages there on Twitter and Facebook right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I didn't know because I sent you messages on there and I didn't get anything back yet, so I was wondering. But that could also...
I was doing the delivery thing. Wi-Fi kind of sucks, especially for Los Angeles. I don't get it. At McDonald's.
Well, no problem. You know what we could do is we could do your show via phone if you can sort out somebody. I can tie everybody together on the Skype, and I can just call you on the phone, dude.
Yeah, I got locked out of my Skype in the Hotmail.
I know.
Aaron, have you ever gotten that?
What you do is send me your cell phone number on Facebook or Twitter, because I don't have access to the device that has your phone number on it.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Will do.
Yeah. So if you do that, we can hook up via phone and at least straighten things out. And if you want to do a show, we can do a show when you're ready. Okay. Even if you don't have Skype, we'll figure it out.
I love you, brother. Seriously.
No problem. And plus, somebody invited you to be a guest on their show and sent it to my email. So I got that to pass on to you, too. They want you to talk about Kurt Cobain on their show.
Yeah, I think you might have that backwards. That might be my buddy Six that I did an emergency interview to have it in the can just in case I did miss a week. So that's an interview I did with him. He's like a researcher and everything.
No, he sent that to me too.
That's what I think that might be.
No. He sent that to me too late today. Otherwise, I would have played it in your spot. But it was too late. He sent it to me.
Oh,
but another,
not the same guy then?
No, another guy sent me an interview request for you.
Oh, someone likes me? Wow.
Yeah.
You know, Aaron, I don't hear that too often. So I actually thought it was a mix-up. Wow.
No, his name is Mark Palmer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Interview request. Mr. Graves, I'd really appreciate, I don't have it in front of me, but His name is Mark Palmer, and he, Mr. Graves, I'd really like to discuss with you the Kurt Cobain case or something, you know. And he'd like you to be on his podcast.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So I'll get that straightened out with you
all
and everything
right,
else.
I appreciate it.
Anyway, now we've definitely hijacked part of Aaron's show to have this conversation, but I want to let
I'm
you know.
I'm sorry, Aaron.
I want Aaron
to be able to call into my show to, like, knock, like, 15 minutes off of the next Get Mad, if that's possible.
Aaron's cool with this.
I feel bad.
No. Aaron's cool with this because it's like performance art. It's like letting the world happen, and he's like, oh, cool, some stuff is just happening. So he likes this kind of thing. Uncle Mike.
I'm trying to survive on the Sunset Boulevard. Oh, my God.
So if you're ordering food, again, Los Angeles listeners to Ocelli.com, because I see you on the stream, and you order food through Uber Eats, right? Uber Eats?
Yep.
Okay, you'll be able to see Chris's face on Uber Eats and his name, so you can get him, right?
They might not want to eat after that, though.
It'll be fine. Listen. They'll get you, and they can see you. Tip him well. He needs it. Okay? There you go. How's that?
All right, guys. I really appreciate it. And sorry, Aaron. Seriously.
That's great.
And, congratulations
to
you and Uncle.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in.
Good to hear
in.
You guys, too.
Yeah. I hope you do okay out here in L.A. Like, everything goes good, and it's cool to hear you're out here.
Trying to get the horror movies made, and I can't do that in Massachusetts. And plus, they're developing, apparently, more versions of coronavirus at the local hospitals or something. I read in the news the other day. So I'm kind of glad I got out of there.
Got it. All right. Well, yeah, I hope it goes good, man. Like, keep on surviving. I know L.A. can be crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Yeah.
I'd like to visit you at some point at the UFO conference or whatever I've been hearing about.
Yeah, I'm out here right now. I'm out in the desert right now. Yeah, we can arrange that.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. I'm going to go try to make $5.
Cool.
You guys have a great night. And Chuck, I'll be in touch.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, send me your number through there, and I'll call you. I might have to use Kim's phone or something, but I'll call you.
Yeah, because I couldn't call you either. Yeah, that's a whole other thing. I'll do that. Hey, Aaron, congratulations, and Chuck, I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely,
you
man. Cool.
Yeah, take care of yourself, Chris.
Take care. Bye.
All right. Well, that was an interesting call.
There you go, Aaron. And I want to let you know that you're being heard in, I've never seen this one, or I don't recall ever seeing this one on the stream before, in the Netherlands. Is a live listener tonight. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Quick story about the Netherlands.
Willemstad in the Netherlands, I guess it's pronounced. That's what it looks
really?
Like. Yeah.
Oh, that's good, because my story is about pronunciation, actually.
Cool. Okay.
I was in Amsterdam, and I was lucky enough to go to the Van Gogh Museum. But, of course, it's not the Van Gogh Museum. It's the Van Gogh Museum. It's not pronounced Van Gogh. It's like Van Gogh, I think, is what it is.
Van Gogh.
I know that from my – yeah. I might have told this story before. Like, my high school art teacher would always say, it's actually pronounced Van Gogh.
I never heard this story, so this is new to me, and I never heard about that pronunciation. I just took a stab at it, but I love this. Go ahead, man. I'm going to shut up. Go.
No. My high school art teacher, she was like, it's actually pronounced Van Gogh. You know, we'd goof on her about that. But I was walking in Amsterdam. And then I think I had just come from the Van Gogh Museum. And then somebody was walking down the street and asked me and my wife, like, excuse me, do you know where the Van Gogh Museum is? I was like, it's true that you do pronounce it that way. Like, I heard somebody actually pronounce it the way – I guess the way you're supposed to the Dutch way to say Van Gogh is that. So that was fun. And but yeah, that call from Chris was a good call. It's good to hear from him. And it's crazy. It just seems like now is a time where everybody's trying to get situated and they're kind of doing a lot of bouncing around. Chris is all the way out here in LA now. So he's trying to survive, obviously. And I don't know. It just seems like everybody is kind of like shifting and trying to get comfortable and set things up. And that's how I definitely feel with my life. And of course, we've got the new Sunday recording day as part of that too, like shifting things around so that everything works and just trying to get things up and running and having difficulties with that. I just feel like everybody's trying to get to a place where everything is set up and we're doing our thing and everything's fine, and we're just kind of in transit now getting there. We're all working on getting there at the moment. Seems like so many of us are doing that at the time. So I'm hoping we all get to where we're going. It's been a crazy time.
Yeah, really quick, couple of quick notes, Aaron, just real fast. I promise I'll lay off the microphone. But thing is, first of all, I want to say to Chris, I see how it is, because he was promising to take a visit down to Georgia, but he made it out to California, you know, for a woman. So I got it. It's okay. You didn't come to see me first. I understand. But in addition, you know, it's funny, this whole week, this whole past 2 weeks, there's been this weird problem with getting a hold of people and making contact and getting things situated, because we're losing the AM and FM radio stations at the end of the month. And I'm trying to make a deal. It's so funny. I'm trying to make a deal right now with an LA radio station, so we'll have one FM affiliate, and that's it. Whatever. We'll start again from scratch with that, or not. You know what? It almost doesn't matter. I like it, but it almost doesn't matter. You know, we might have an LA affiliate. But that's been a whole, like, trial and tribulation to try and get a hold of them and to nail things down. And Chris was out of contact with me the past 2 weeks. You know, I got some sort of message that he had gotten locked out of his Skype, and that was it. And then just no show, you know. But obviously he still wants to do it. He just got caught up in whatever he's doing. So, you know what I mean? I planned on having him be a lead-in, and then I thought I might DJ in between your two shows, because his show runs a little over the hour usually, but not a full 2 hours. So I was going to do that until your show goes live, and I've been DJing a bit before your show. But that's the way that's gone lately. And then there's been other logistical problems with people I know. It does seem like everybody I know also is having trouble getting settled in, or, you know, getting to the right place or whatever, you know?
Yeah. It's across the board. Everybody's like that right now. Nobody is in just like a, nobody's just set up with their routine that just works. Even though I do have a bit of a daily routine, but I don't know. It's bizarre. Oh, we're getting another call. Okay. This is good. I'm glad to take all these calls tonight. That's what the live show is all about. So, live caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jimmy James.
Hey, Jimmy, what's up?
Around the way.
Around the way. All right, great, man. What are you up to tonight?
Listening to you guys.
Cool. Thank you. Any insights?
What would it take to get on XM radio? How come you don't get on XM or one of them things?
XM is another contract consideration, and I'm available to talk to them if they want. So, yeah,
that'd be cool.
I'd be more than happy to. And Aaron and I have an agreement that basically, you know, I can introduce things like that on his behalf. So if they wanted to just take Aaron and Uncle and not me, that would be fine. No, I'm just saying, you know. I would obviously turn it over to them to finalize the details, but no, I'm more than happy to talk to XM. I could facilitate that. No problem.
Mm-hmm. Be cool to have a show on there, yeah.
We are available on
your own channel.
We are available on Roku sometimes, but I'm not sure how that works. So XM is something that
we'll see. Roku could be really easy because all you really got to do, they got these programs. If you had like your library, digital library, you know, on a server, all this thing walks you through it. All it does is connect to that thing and just keep playing them.
Yeah.
And then a lot of the better channels got where you could actually select an episode, this, that, and the other thing. Might be a nice archives idea. I don't know.
No, if I owned my own server, Roku would be an automatic, and it would actually make a bunch of things a lot easier if I owned a server.
Hmm. Yeah.
But I would have to physically buy one. Pretty much that would be the smart way to do it, and it's not that bad actually. Even a massive library like I have, it would be great because I've got a huge library of stuff. You know, I got my 2,000 shows. I've got probably a couple hundred of Aaron shows now. You know, because how many years have we been doing this, Aaron?
Yeah, I can never remember.
I can't
whenever
either.
Anybody asks me how long I've been doing stuff, like, I don't know. It's been a while. I never remember what year I start, and I'm bad at keeping track of stuff like that.
Let me ask you this. What was the first New Year's Revolution we did? Because was it 2018 or 2019?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, I want to say it was like 2018, going over to 2019. It was like becoming 2019, I thought.
Yes.
That sounds right to me.
So that being the case, you got 2019, 2020, 21, and 22. Each of those has at least, you know, 40-something shows, right? I mean, because you took some weeks off or whatever, but if you got 40-something shows for those 4 years plus whatever we did in 2018... then probably there's about 200 shows of yours that would be in my archive.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Sounds right, yeah.
Just saying. And if you count, you know, each, I mean, I'm just counting your shows as both of your, you know, you and Uncle together as one show. Mm-hmm. So if we split them up, it's even more, but I'm thinking 200 shows about, right?
It sounds right, yeah. Running a server, that's, that seems like that has to be expensive, right, Chuck? I mean, it's got to be cost prohibitive.
Well, it's not that bad. It's a little, you know, it's a little bit of an electrical drain, but other than that, it's not it's not too bad. I've already got the bandwidth capability to do it
because
I pay an exorbitant amount of money every month to an internet service provider to make sure that we've got real time transmissions and things.
Yeah.
And I can, with just a very slight delay, do AM, FM, satellite connections. I have all that stuff, you know, ready and waiting to go. So, like, if somebody wanted to nationally syndicate your radio show, they would just have to give me some codes, and it would require one expensive piece of software that most, you know, radio companies have that they could give me a usable copy of so that I could actually have a dump button for you in case somebody curses. And that's it.
Okay.
That's all it would require. I don't know if you remember, I think it was last year, I accidentally dropped us onto a live AM station a couple of times.
Yeah, I think I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, because we were on in Texas. You and Uncle were live in Texas all of a sudden.
All right.
And they weren't mad because they didn't have anything scheduled. It was like I interrupted replays with me knocking into their server. It was accidental, but I have those capabilities already. I'm one piece of software short, and then it would be the electricity to run the server pretty much, which, you know, if we had some sort of sponsorship for the network that way, you know, it would exist. And, I know that there's some sort of profit sharing you can do with even Roku directly. So, that's possible. And then XM pays you. So, you know, the XM payment, we could always come up with an agreement if you got an XM thing or whatever and I had to run a server, or if I had to run a server for Roku and XM, if like your show was being carried, I would just say, okay, you're making this much, this percentage goes toward, you know, me being able to facilitate that. How about that? I'm sure you wouldn't mind if you got a decent, you know, if you were getting $50,000 a year to do the show, and I was able to, and I told you, well, look, I need 2,000 of it to take care of your electricity over the course of a year, I think that might not be a bad exchange.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I don't want to be a naysayer here, but just the thought of somebody actually wanting to pay me to listen to my voice on this show seems like, it seems like so far away, honestly, right now, if I'm being honest, Chuck. Like, well, I just don't see it.
Well, you know, that Australian radio job, and I don't even have as nice a voice as you. The Australian radio job I had was, really, I only had it a week, but it was going to pay 60 grand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's awesome.
I'm just saying, you know, if I didn't get fired, but I did. So. But, you know.
These Australians would probably love me for a little while.
They would have, actually, Jimmy. A lot of the views they really wanted me to push were exactly, your views.
And yet, as soon as I started talking about Ukraine or anything, they'd have said, oh, this guy's a big problem.
Now, if you weren't all pro-Putin, yeah, you would have been a problem right there. It would have been, oh, you're great. Wait, you don't like Putin? You got to go. Yeah, I mean, that's really, I mean, a whole lot of my viewpoints were great with them up until that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Got to be in line. Yeah, that's the thing. Guys,
were they pro-shots, Chuck? I can't remember.
Oh, vaccines?
Seemed like they were pretty much on board with
it. No,
yeah, I think they were pretty pro-vaccine, too, weren't they?
No, they weren't. They were anti-vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which I found really strange, but it was like, it was very, very weird, because they were all good with that part of what I had to say. They were encouraging me to do stuff about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was like, yeah, but how far do you want me to go? Because, you know, I'm getting in trouble elsewhere. I mean, that's what got me ultimately kicked off of YouTube, was apparently that. And also got Jack Blood banned for a week, too. So he learned real quick. He's like, oh, I can live stream on here. Oh, maybe I can't if I say the wrong thing. So, yeah. You know. Anyway, sorry again, Aaron, for stepping in there, but... it would be great if we could do it. I'm open to facilitation on all this stuff. I'll do my part. If somebody wants to syndicate or run Aaron's show or have it on an AM or FM, I'm all set. I can do the artificial ISDN line, whatever it is you need. Just saying. So yeah. AM, FM plugin, satellite, Roku, XM. Yeah, it would take a little bit of doing to get XM done, but it would not be a big upgrade. I'm already basically capable of doing broadcast on all that stuff. So, just for anybody listening who is interested.
That's great, Chuck. Yes. That's great. I like the idea of somebody paying me to do the show, but, you know, it feels like the Wayne's World thing. Like, yeah, what I'd like to be doing is Wayne's World all the time. And, like, that'll happen when monkeys fly out my butt, you know. That's what Wayne says. So
but the point
I
is,
can relate to that.
It's really just a matter.
What if you got two?
Yeah. Go ahead, Jimmy.
I just to say, what if you got two really good support? What do you call it? You know, the sponsors that provides commercials.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it?
Let me tell you this. In some cities, believe it or not, any listener out there, there might be an AM or FM radio station that absolutely just sells airtime as well, where they could, for the price of, now it doesn't, you know, it's not much, but let's just say a couple $100 a month, they could reserve a spot for Uncle and Aaron to be on their radio station in their town, and they would sponsor it however they want. And they could work it out with me that whatever it is you want played during that time, it would just go in to, you know, that spot where we take the break. Done.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem. Like, let's just say you're an owner of a local business somewhere and you want Uncle and Aaron to be live somewhere. You know, I don't care where it is, in Michigan or in California, or California's expensive, New York is expensive, but you'd be surprised at how cheap some places are. I found that that there was a couple of radio stations here and there for $100 a month if you paid them in advance, would gladly reserve a spot for, say, Uncle and Aaron's show. You know, it's just I can't afford to pay $600 every 6 months put Uncle and Aaron's show on and not get any money back. If somebody wanted to personally sponsor that because they have a business, or maybe you have a public service announcement you want heard on your local radio station, you could use Uncle and Aaron's show as a vehicle. I mean, pending their approval, obviously.
Yeah. Got it.
You know, I mean, you guys wouldn't want you to sign on to anything you didn't want to do. But, you know, if somebody wanted to do that, again, I am more than happy to facilitate, do that with these guys. I'm already doing this job. So it's just a minor add-on to my job. No problem.
Okay.
You know, if Cooley wanted
that out there.
Well, I'm just saying, if Cooley wanted to put you on in Ohio, I know for a fact that there's at least five radio stations all across Ohio that they could easily do this cheaply. And then during the break, they could run, you know, 2 to 5 minutes of whatever Cooley wants. Advertise the Wu-Stang is going to be here. It, you know, whatever he wants.
Got it.
He could personally put your show on.
The Cooley ultimate vehicle.
And the spot could be recorded like, you know, the Age of Transitions, and Uncle the Broadcast is brought to you by Cooley, 2.0 and his Wu-Stang, right? I mean, I'm just saying, it could be done. You know? Creative accidents.
Yeah, I like the sound of all that.
You know? You want to run it in Texas? I know it can be done in Texas. Creative accidents, if you wanted to. You could just have, you know, hey, whatever it is you want to promote, dude, you know, or you could get that tea place that you love so much. They could run a radio ad. And if they paid a radio ad just for the cost of a radio ad, we could run the whole show.
Interesting. Yeah, spend our time finding these sponsors is what I ought to be doing.
Well, so I'm just saying it's one of those things that can be done. And here's the cute part, Aaron. You know, you get a couple of guys to do that, and one of those guys could just be paying you as opposed to paying the radio station. Hmm. You see what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. I mean, yeah, I like all those ideas, and I enjoy doing the show, and it would be cool. So I
like the thought of all that. The network needs is their own version of Herb from WKRP. Remember Herb? He would go around selling airspace.
Well, but that's, and Herb represented something that was in the radio business a long time. Aaron, I'm sorry I've dominated your show with this, but I think you love this kind of stuff where an idea pops out of somewhere from the listeners and we just work it out. Herb was a sales guy, and radio stations almost don't have those sales staffs anymore. They usually have one guy. And a lot of them are straight up selling their airtime to pay their bills because, you know, terrestrial radio is not the biggest thing in the world anymore. So it's a lot cheaper than it used to be. You know, and quite frankly, if you're somebody who owns a pizza place and you love Uncle and Aaron's podcast, if you're somebody who owns a dry cleaner, a gas station, anything, seriously, I mean, you could locally sponsor this radio show, have your favorite radio show on, say, you know, every Monday or every next week, whatever, we could rebroadcast it, or we could run it live. Either way, like I said, I can facilitate either one, and it would just be a small add-on to my existing job. So, you know, there's only the one problem, the one piece of software for us to go live, and if it's not live, we can always edit any problems out. As I did on AM and FM radio, as I have been doing for the past few years. It's not a problem. So, you know, if you guys want to do it somewhere, let's make it happen. You know, otherwise, hey, what can I tell you? I mean, you know, if XM calls, I'll gladly take the message.
All right, yeah, sounds good. And somebody in the chat saying that Martine Rothblatt can get this show on XM.
Well, Martine Rothblatt.
That's the connection we need.
Well, the funny thing is, as per, you know, Martine's agreements with a bunch of communication companies, if you made nice with Martine, we could have you worldwide inside of probably 72 hours, Aaron. And paid and available to the entire planet without an issue. Yeah. So
we gotta make some phone calls here, yeah. Sure, get a hold of Martine Rothblatt one way or another.
Listen, I would definitely consider it a huge feather in anybody's cap if somebody I personally knew was able to interview Martine anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In case people don't know, Martine Rothblatt is the transgendered individual who created the entire circumstance that Sirius and XM Radio were you know, devised from. Created the system, actually went and took care of international treaties and all kinds of other considerations, the legal paperwork, the technology, all that stuff, because she, as she wishes to be described, is a genius on that level. So the actual creator of Sirius and XM was Martine Rothblatt to begin with. And there you go. And you know this, Aaron.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we know Martine. Yep.
Of course, I've now run over your time. I've run your time out here talking about all this stuff. But I think this is this is fascinating, engaging, and relevant. So,
yeah, no, it's a good update of the Ocelli Radio Network, first of all. And, yeah, ideas and inspirations for doing radio and all that. And it's something I could use right now. So it's good.
So housekeeping really fast. Jimmy, I think we should put you on hold. And if you want to hang on for the Uncle Show, we can do that. Believe it or not, there's another caller too.
Oh, okay. Why don't we, okay, caller hold. We're going to go to you when we go to the Uncle Show here in a minute.
Yeah, one caller is currently on hold, not Jimmy. But Jimmy, I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
I'm going to call back during Uncle.
All right. You call back during Uncle's show. Jimmy, thank you so much for calling, man. Sorry that I ended up taking up your time, but I wanted to honestly answer your question, and we can do all that. So, great, man. I look forward to hearing it from you on Uncle's show.
Cool. All right, yeah. And thank you, everybody, for listening to The Age of Transitions. Keep listening live here at Ocelli.com, and we're going to just start right up with the Uncle's show. So that's going to be good. Of course, my website's theageoftransitions.com. My name is Aaron Franz. I'll leave you, as always, by saying, Seeker, seek on.
The Age of Transitions.
WallStreetWindow.com. Gold, silver, the stock market. WallStreetWindow.com. Perhaps you're invested deeply.
Perhaps you're not in deep enough. Maybe you're thinking about getting started.
WallStreetWindow.com. Michael Swanson, the brilliant author of The War State, understood these trends professionally for many years, and now he gives you the benefit of his knowledge. WallStreetWindow.com. Go there now. Go there now. Go there now.
The War State by Michael Swanson explains the great national transformation that took place and put the Kennedy presidency in the context of the times and reveals never-before-published information about the Cuban Missile Crisis. President Kennedy would not have been assassinated if he had been president 200 years ago. His assassination took place in the context of the Cold War and the rise of the national security state. Before World War II, the United States was a continental republic. In the decade that followed, it became an imperial superpower. Generals such as Curtis LeMay not only wanted to invade Cuba, but knew that there were short-range missiles on the island armed with nuclear warheads that they could not destroy because they were on mobile launchers. Their invasion could have led to a third world war, and they wanted to go to war anyway. The War State by Michael Swanson reveals why and will show you what President Kennedy was up against. For more information, thewarstate.com.
support Chuck O'Chili at chili.com.
There's no money in it, so
yeah, that is
that's the problem.
That's the biggest problem, I think. And, you know, some people would say that, look, you're in an age when you can be independently supported, but quite frankly, I'm on that business model, too. And, look, I'm not going to complain, but I'm going to complain. Okay, because people want to support you. They love you to death, but honestly.
So if you're listening in, this is a very unsubtle request to support the damn show. And I want you to do this because, you know, the Acelli Report is one of the few places where Greg Palast can get his stuff out. I mean, you'll still see my bylines in some of these outlets, but nevertheless, I used to be a regular on CNN and on MSDNC, no more.
Revelation through conversation.
Ocelli.com.
Cut them down.
Cut them
off.
Cut it off. Ocelli.com.
Revelation through conversation.
Warning. This is a Menacing Broadcast. Code Red. Here we are. Pick up your iPads, your cell phones, and hand me and listen to Uncle the Podcast. Watch out. If you're sitting down for this, or if you're standing up, you better get ready for this, because it's going to hit the eardrums. Uncle the Podcast.
You are listening to Uncle the Broadcast. My name is Aaron. I'm the nephew-in-law. Here with me is the star of the show, Uncle.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's 278 episode. Now we have a special guest, myself, on the line to test this line out.
Uncle's on the phone.
Listening, I'm jumping. Hey, it's my hour sidekick. Calm down. So get on the calling line and answer it to me. Hello?
Yeah, we're doing things a bit different this week.
What are you doing?
Yeah, this is exciting because Uncle is calling into his own show. I'm live in Landers. I'm out here in Landers. Uncle is in Riverside. So in two different spots.
I'm in
spots.
Riverside, and I'm testing this phone out to see how good it is, really, and it sounds pretty good.
It's working. This is working.
Yeah. So I just said, well, you go there, and I'll stay here, and I'll call in, and boom. All right, nice and clear.
So, Uncle,
Uncle,
to give you the big update about international listeners, because I know you always want to know about this, tonight we have Canada, Argentina, and an unusual one, the Netherlands, who was started listening during Aaron's hour and has stuck with us now. So we have a listener in the Netherlands.
I know Jimmy was on the call. I know he had one.
Oh no, he had three altogether. He had three during his hour.
Three total?
Three callers, yes.
This is an important question. Yeah, Creative Accents was actually asking Uncle, when you call into your own show, how many calls does that count for when you're calling into your own show?
That's a very good question. I count every one for myself.
Okay, so you are one. That's good. All right.
Okay,
you're
so Uncle
catch up already.
Uncle is caller number one to his own show. Okay, gotcha.
So why not?
No, it's.
Wait a second.
I'm not arguing. I'm just making sure I'm clear. I'm not arguing with you. I'm just trying to keep it straight, Uncle. You're the boss here. I'm just, I'm just working for you.
Well, just that. I wanted to test this tonight just to see how it worked.
Right.
Because I had to get it off of him, the number, I wanted to figure how it works. So this is a test that I wanted to see.
Well, this is what everybody else... Yeah, Uncle, this is what everybody else has to do when they want to join the show, right? So what is it like calling in?
Okay, right.
do you like the little announcement when you call in? Because you got to do that this time.
Yeah, yeah. I sort of like it. I sort of like this idea. I mean, the call-in.
Okay.
I mean, I like to hear other people as myself calling to tell these people it's a comedy show hour. Hello?
It's good to know. Yeah, it's good. You got to let them know what's going on here. It's a comedy show.
I did the comedy show now, and I just wanted to see how this worked tonight, because his wife was saying, make sure he calls in, and I said, Moore, it's 10 minutes till. And so I go 10 minutes before my show on, but don't disturb his show. So to make it easier, so I know I catch, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, last hour we also had a request for a sticker, an Uncle sticker, right? What is it? Cooley wants one for one of the cars.
Cooley needs one.
Cooley needs one.
Side by side.
Okay, so.
Well, you know what to do, Sidekick.
So he needs one. Well, he knows what to do, but Uncle, I gotta tell you, I'm starting to feel a little unloved here because, I've been asking for cards now for months, and I haven't gotten no cards.
That too. I want to find it when we get back here. I want to find where are these cards. I'm going to send them out myself.
Okay, because I'm not getting them. Sidekick is not doing his job here. He should have sent me cards by now.
Hey,
I can hand the cards off to you, Uncle.
I can get the cards, but I want you to. I mean, how do we get out to the mailbox the cards? Your address. Can you do the address thing? That's all I need you to do. Do the address thing.
That's the...
And let me throw them out to the mailbox. I'll do that if I can get a ride somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the mailbox. Because right now we have a problem in our mailbox. People are ripping it off left and right. I've not been able to get nothing on this mailbox.
Are people stealing your mail or are they stealing your mailbox?
They're tearing it out. They're tearing it up that they've not been able to come deliver the mail. I haven't been able to get to the mailbox unless I get a mail something out. I mean, so this is our problem. This is my problem.
Oh.
So that's the problem you might be holding up on. I'm holding up on for that reason.
But Aaron, you didn't tell me... Yeah, Aaron, you didn't tell me somebody's stealing your mailbox, ripping the mailbox out of the ground.
Yeah, it's one of those neighborhood cluster box things, and those are trouble because in our neighborhood they do get stolen. People like chop them right off the ground.
Wait a minute, a whole box, like a whole bank, like 10, 12 boxes all together, they take that whole big thing?
Yes.
There's a key. But what they have to do is fix the outside key and the inside key, but the outside key to let the people, let the mailman person put the key in. But the problem is the key on the outside is ripped out. They haven't come to fix it.
Oh, boy.
And that's what the holdup is, Chuck. Sorry to tell you, but that's the holdup.
I've lived in a lot of places.
I meant to tell you last week.
Ah, I didn't know this. Because I've lived in a lot of places with these group mailboxes, right? And, I know the postman has one big key, usually opens either the whole front or the whole back, depending on where the box is. And then they can put the mail in each slot, and then they close it back up, and then everybody has their own, key to their own section. But if people are stealing them or whatever...
They do have our own key.
Yeah.
They do.
They have our own key.
They either rip it open from the front, or sometimes they just cut it off from the bottom, the post.
Why are people... What is so valuable in your mailboxes there in your neighborhood that people are stealing the whole bank of boxes for, like, the block? I mean, what is going on there, Aaron?
I don't know, but this is going to be a more common crime. I'm thinking it's identity theft is what people are doing. I don't know.
identity?
It doesn't seem worth it because it's a federal offense.
Yeah, Uncle, what do you think? Why are people stealing the mailbox?
I think whoever's doing it, the cops should get on the ball and find out who the heck is doing this. Because I just was over there to see the couple of weeks ago, the inside lock was fixed. And just the couple of weekends ago, his son said, "Hey, Uncle, the inside lock is broken." So I had to go out down there to see, and lo you know, just pull it, and it came out. Somebody ripped that out. So that whole thing has to be fixed.
Yeah, it's crazy. I can't imagine what inspires people to do it. It does not seem worth it, but it's... Again, I think it's a rising thing. The boxes all over again stolen, I believe. So I'm not sure what the motivation is.
I have not heard about that.
The mailman is coming around. He's doing everybody else's boxes. No problem but us. For some reason. I don't know. For us, we don't get the mail.
Yeah, we got problems.
Stealing across the street. And whoever else is on this line besides us and our neighbor, and probably the neighbor over on the left and the right, we are not getting our mail because of that problem. And that's probably the reason why I'm afraid of doing that. We have to send your cards out by the mailbox to the mailman, to the mail office. And that's probably the holdup there, Chuck. I meant to tell you last week.
Oh, we're getting a call. Very good. Yeah, now we're getting another call, Uncle. This is good.
Hello, who's on the line? Where are you from? Yes, hello?
Jimmy James.
Jimmy
James, all right, what's up?
Oh, I knew you were last week. What have you been up to? I'm trying to test two on this call-in. It's very good. So, what do you think about,
these mailbox thieves? What? More than once?
Oh yeah, they go through it. And boom. Then I'm telling you, they all they do is just come in, say hello mailbox, and go. They don't drop no mail. Until that gets fixed, they're not going to drop mail.
It looks like
either we have to go to the mailbox office to get the mail until that's fixed.
Yeah,
that's how it's. That's what they're saying.
Creative Accidents is dropping. Oh, wait a minute. I think that's something else. It's a ping pong robot link. I was thinking maybe it was a mail theft link, but Creative Accents is dropping links into the chat here.
Who's on the chat? In the chat room?
Hey,
Eddie.
Was
we?
No one set that up on video.
You there? Is Eddie in the chat room? Hey, Chapman. Hey, Eddie. You calling? Hello?
Who's in the Ocelli chat? I don't think Ed is there. We got Christy Aphrodite in the Ocelli chat. We've got Creative Accidents in the Twitch chat. And then other than that, I don't see anybody else in the chat at the moment. So we'll see. We'll have to see about that. But yeah, Jimmy, what were you saying?
What were you saying, Jimmy? Hello, Jimmy.
Oh, I was just surprised that there wasn't any video coverage of the theft with all the cameras every single place.
Well, yeah, I know.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I almost with some of your colorful neighbors. It could be the FBI just.
I don't know. I don't think Aaron lives...
Trying to make it less obvious.
Yeah, but I don't think Aaron and Uncle live in a neighborhood where it's all that colorful. I don't think they live in, a bad neighborhood. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, do you guys live in kind of a rough neighborhood?
We are not in a bad neighborhood, no.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Down the road, like...
It's a normal...
Rescue,
yeah, no, but it's a... I got you. But it's a normal kind of... It's like a... I think it's like a normal middle class kind of, suburb in California. It's not like a, it's not like a rough city or adjacent to a rough city or anything, Jimmy.
Well, I was thinking this was out in Landers. I mean, out in Landers, it almost made sense. I was like, yeah, it's probably the FBI stealing it.
No, Landers.
Well,
no, it's not
that's
Landers.
Landers is another story. We actually had our mailbox broken into here as well. I had to deal with that. That's a whole separate thing. But yeah, our mail is getting tampered with everywhere we go, essentially.
So they're targeting you. Aaron.
Bad.
They're targeting you. Are you on a list, Aaron?
I guess.
Are you on a list?
I don't know.
See, what's weird here is that Aaron used to work for the post office. I would figure that he might have
that's exactly my point.
Yeah.
Why are you boys doing this and it's saying, hey, your brother is getting ripped off? I used to work for you.
Well, it's, trying to get retribution.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, mail theft appears to be up to me because, everywhere I go, it happens. As a matter of fact, out of Landers, we have like a box on our own box on the road here, or if it's a cluster box in Riverside.
Statistically speaking, though, Aaron, outside of porch pirates, maybe mail theft is up statistically with you. Because I'm telling you, I don't think this is like a widespread problem except, people stealing Amazon packages and stuff off of porches, porch pirates. But I haven't heard a lot about mail theft in other places. I mean, maybe somebody can correct me and it's a new trend, but is there something you're doing, Aaron? Are you attracting attention? Are you that famous now? Is Uncle that famous that people want to steal the mailbox so they go to the trouble of stealing a whole bank of them? I mean, that's...
all they want is money and whatever's in the mailbox.
I mean, I lived on the Lower East Side, right? I lived on the Lower East Side of New York, right next to Alphabet City at the height of, dope season, and nobody was stealing our cluster box. I lived, in rough cities in New Jersey, Asbury Park before gentrification in the part of the part of Asbury Park where the cops didn't even go, and I never saw a cluster mailbox stolen. I'm just saying, you're in a suburban California neighborhood, and mailbox.
I take that fact. Wait a minute. There was a mailbox stolen up the street, but what they had to do, they had to pay the people to move the mailbox in their Circle Street.
So that'd be more visible. Is that the idea, Uncle? They wanted it in a better spot.
Right, for the better spot. They could do that. But the point we had, the street here would have to pay for that to move it. Let's say it's on the corner now, right? Say if everybody agreed to pay the mail people to move the box in, we'd all have to pay. It's something like that. That's what I understand.
The neighborhood has to pay the post office for the service of moving the box and all that.
Right before.
And that's what happened on one of the streets here.
Well, I know about that collective payment thing. I know about that collective payment thing because right before you started broadcasting with me, I lost my address. Now, let me explain real quick because it's relevant to this. we had one of those collective mailboxes, and I was living in a trailer park just before you and I got started broadcasting. And actually, when we started broadcasting, I was still living in that same trailer park, but in a different section, right? But when the one spot where I lived, they had a collective box like that, and there was so much trouble with it. Not that the mailbox was being stolen, but again, I live in a city where it's a little rough. There was so much trouble with the mailbox that they wanted every resident to kick in to pay. And because they couldn't get that agreement, they took away all the mailboxes. And then they said, well, you just don't have a mailing address anymore. And then you would have to go to the post office and pay for your own P.O. box. And that was the only way to have a mailing address over there.
Now, that's another question. I was like, you know, like, Sidekick there, he has a small mailbox key. Now, and that would be something, but I tell you, that little small mailbox key would be broken, would be a problem, because it's too small. So the mail that they get here, it's not worth it unless they make them bigger. They have to make them bigger.
We can't be using that little mailbox for all the mail at the house. Probably, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I just know that our mail is getting stolen a lot. We got problems with it.
That's weird.
For us. It's weird, yeah. I don't know. It's an issue out here.
I know that about one block down from here, there was that one mailbox, and they were going into that one. But like I said, they got together and they moved it. And it was just down the block here, one block down, that they did that on. So it wasn't ours at the time, but now they're playing with ours, and we're not moving it, and you see what's happening.
Yeah, they're messing with us. Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say.
I'm adding a caller via Skype, just so you know.
Oh, cool. We got a Skype caller here, Uncle. Skype caller. Hello, caller.
Can you hear me?
We do hear you, Robin. What's up, man?
Greetings, this is Robin.
Robbie! Hey, I'm on the call too, Robbie.
I've come to learn that, Uncle. That's cool. It's a you're beaming
Robbie,
in.
Called in. I'm beaming in.
Well, I got a few insights about your mail problem here.
Okay, let us know what's going on.
Well, what's the problem?
You guys have probably over the years learned about Scientology and what they do to people who leave the religion, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Uncle, are you familiar?
Yeah. They talk about this religion. Now, what that have to do with the mailbox?
Well, what you may not be informed with, Uncle, is the USPS is a registered religion. And and if you leave their religion, it's renowned that they will gang stalk you. They'll mess with your mail. They'll put weird things in your mail. And so I think that's what's going on is Aaron left. He didn't praise the right people on his way out. And so now he's persona non grata, and they've just been causing all sorts of havoc with the mail.
You know, another crazy idea I just had, just if you can answer them all, is you've got an ex-wife, don't you? You know, sometimes ex-wives do crazy stuff. To their ex's mail.
She don't know my address now.
Okay, it was just a thought.
You know how long it's been? You know how long it's been since she's been gone?
No.
She don't even know. I don't know if she even know I'm in Florida.
Okay, no, it was just a guess. But okay, so go back to what Robin was saying now. Sorry.
I was saying, Robin was saying about religion. Now, what does religion have to do with mail? And it's following and to follow along what he was talking about, Sidekick leaving his friends and don't know what he was doing. You don't have to blame that on me. He's got to blame it on his family. Saying, where's my mail? Where's my mail? Well, get him to go find out. We tell his sidekick to go find out because he works for them. That's what
he might
say.
He might have to make a couple calls and grovel to the right people to make that.
Aaron, that'll never work. Clearly, you need to go undercover.
Undercover.
What?
Aaron, do you still have your uniform?
I have shorts. I got rid of the shirt.
Oh, that's too bad.
I do have the pair of shorts for what that's worth.
That's too bad because you could send Uncle in undercover. That would be even better. Which, by the way, I want to welcome our listeners in Australia. Apparently, East Brighton in Australia, which I've never seen before, is also has joined the Uncle Show. And listenership has gone up, has doubled since Uncle's Hour started on the Ocelli stream. Ooh. So anyway.
See, I told you mine goes up when it goes. I'm not even here talking. It's my own phone call. And it still come up.
There you go.
Hey, sidekick.
And now you're tied.
It works.
And now you're tied. You got three callers for your hour, too.
Tied with who? Who am I tied with? Oh, with him.
With sidekick.
With
me. Yeah.
Me, Uncle.
Oh, you. What's the thing? Well,
he had three.
I'm
you
gonna,
got
I'm
three.
Gonna, I'm telling you. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Just wait on Cooley. Come on, Cooley. Come on, Eddie. Hello.
Oh, I see. I see Sally Doll in the YouTube chat. Also, earlier was Cap Pupper, so hello. So we got a few people in the chat there. So, we're getting people in the chat. We're getting people. A lot of listeners, Uncle.
Yeah, I knew Count Pupper was listening because I saw New Jersey pop up on the stream as well. Two listeners in New Jersey, by the way. Thank you. And we are also...
I got a question. Can I ask you a question, Aaron?
Yeah, sure. What is it?
Are you wearing... Is this a Landers thing where people wear capes? Or do you have like a towel over your back or something?
I'm wearing a towel just because it's kind of chilly. And I don't really care why, because I'm in the desert and I'm crazy, man. I do what
is
I want.
Cool out there,
it's a little cool out here, Uncle. Yeah. A little cool. Yeah.
I could see you, I could see you dancing in the wind with your towel, kind of like, in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas when he's on the beach with the mescaline. He's got the American flag.
Yep. We could do that.
Hey, Robin.
Yep.
I got them.
Yep.
They're all set in there with the heavy stuff. I've done my work, so they got all that stuff ready to go for the heavy stuff. The heavy stuff's in there. So
the heavy, you did all the heavy work?
All that duty.
He did heavy lifting, literally.
Doing odds and ends, whatever they have to do.
Well, you know, you got to get the Olympic.
There's my break. I've got a call. Hold on there.
Yeah, go to the call.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Caller, you're on.
Hey, Uncle. How you doing?
You just broke the tie. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. That's what I figured I'd do. Yuletides and Dancer and Dancer and Dasher and whoever else. I was just wondering... have you ever done mescaline before, and did the missus?
No. Not that I know of.
That's very good.
No, he had...
Well, congratulations on the time slot move, Uncle. Sorry.
Well, this time slot move, I can explain why, and that's why I know.
Absolutely.
his, well, what happened was I changed it to Sunday. Of course, he has problems, can't get right set on a Friday. And because his work, it gets time heavy. So he can't sort of get it going. Unless he does it ahead of time, but you know how that is.
Yeah,
yeah, this works out better.
It's a hard knock life, you know.
Hey, Aaron, did you even give out the?
You guys sound like more energized too.
Did you?
That's the reason.
Did you even give out the phone number this hour, Aaron? I don't remember.
I've been on video. There's the graphic, but I don't remember saying it. The call in number is 319-527-5016, but I don't think I have before now. No.
Oh, okay.
They're calling nonetheless.
I heard. I know you did say it. You weren't saying it. But no, you didn't.
Hey, Uncle, where are you broadcasting from? Where's Uncle broadcasting from? Is he from down in El Paso again, or what's the
Riverside,
deal?
I'm broadcasting. I'm calling from Riverside, where I'm testing this out tonight. The senior student is saying this is a good call, so I'm testing my phone out to call on my own show to call in.
That's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to take your cue. I think you're onto something.
You can do that because you call in as long as you have the number on your phone, or then you just push.
Well, I had my. I was. Yeah, I had my. I was struggling to keep my phone from the. There was a hobo that was. He wanted me to take his picture earlier, and I didn't think that was right. But I know what you mean. I have the call-in number though.
All right, and then just have it and just push it in and like again. You called in. I mean, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, apparently Sundays works for other people too. For everybody that's shown up, we got ACR ACR Here's Chopper and.
Can I float out one negative for Sundays?
Yeah, yeah. What's wrong with it?
Just to be contrarian. It's going to be a little more difficult to have the dollar store beer drinks for some people. If they got to work in the morning, if they have a beer, they might wake up in the middle of the night with,
That's the only downfall.
That's the only downfall.
But I have a new revolution.
That right, we'll definitely be drinking on that
one. Well, there's always good.
At least one drink.
There's always gluten.
That's going to be on a Saturday.
Or what day? Well, it was Saturday. But
yeah, the Ramones said all I want to do is sift some glue, but I don't advise that because the Surgeon General doesn't like that type of thing. That's what I heard. And also, I think Uncle should be a candidate for Postmaster General in 2023. I'm just throwing it in there, Uncle.
Right.
That's
a good... Postmaster, he's the head of the USPS mail service.
Oh, well, if I was that, I would straighten this all out.
Would you go undercover?
That's what I'm saying.
Watching that.
That's the idea.
No mailman going by. Just going by. Not
Uncle, you should. You should hide in the mailbox, and then when someone tries to steal it, you jump out at them.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be good.
No, that might be dangerous. I saw a video on YouTube where a guy tried to do that, and then another guy knew the guy was in the mailbox, and he came up with a pistol and shot into the mailbox. I don't know if it was real, but I think it could have been an old Golden Girls episode, but I think it was real surveillance footage from the 7-Eleven.
Oh, wait a minute. I did hear something about that stealing 7-Eleven stores. Yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah, people have been stealing from 7-Eleven stores since 7-Eleven stores opened.
I saw a crazy thing on the 62 highway today here in Yucca Valley again. California Highway Patrol was following somebody with their lights and sirens on. They were right behind them. And the car would not pull over. So they just kept driving down the highway. And then I don't know what's going on, but they would not pull over. I don't know how that ended, but I know they got going more up, cars after.
187. Code 187.
Was there a chopper?
A car going up there today, huh? Wow.
Yeah. There's a lot of cars. Busy out here now. Yeah, it's busy out here, Uncle.
Are you hardwired into the?
It's going to be busy. The reason why it's going to be very busy up there is because the people are now deciding to say, let's go up where there's nice air. And everybody that wants to go to the mountains or up on the hill, they're all going. And that's why, and it's getting so crowded now that they're building all over the place up there.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Pretty soon you're going to wind up, you go to any, like down here, going to go out on the hill, go down wherever you want to go to go. There are food places all over the place. It's going to be.
They're going to have condos on Rock.
Hello, it's a man. Fine. Who are you from? Who are you? Who is it? And where are you from? Hello. You're on here.
Hey, Uncle. It's the Count.
Count. Hey, go over the top.
I can't. Stay too long. I just wanted to say go Phillies. I'm wishing them luck in the World Series.
I'm
with you, Count. Go Phillies.
All right, Count Bupper. It's a good message. Yeah. It's my old team, too. So I'm pulling for it. Yeah, baseball.
Talking about baseball, I was still waiting to know where Eddie is. What does he think? I know he's shaking somewhere because I shake him up and he calls me. He usually has this on the call.
Hey, uncle, this is Chris. Hello? I gotta go, but I wanted to say congrats on the time switch and go Harlem Globetrotters.
You like it? You like it?
Thanks for calling, Chris.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
We'll talk to you again, man. Take care of yourself there. Right. Up in L.A. He's in L.A. right now. Yeah.
I thought Chris was sober spent Kent.
Oh.
Sober spent.
No, that's not the Count. The Count just was on and saying about the Phillies. He dropped out.
That too. Yeah. Lots of good calls tonight. Yeah. Lots of good calls.
Even I'm not there, they call for me.
What is this? Another one.
Hello, who's this on the phone and where are you from? Hello?
Caller, you're on. Whoa, that was trippy.
Trimpy.
Caller, are you there?
Is that Jimmy Echoes?
You did.
You've got to turn your device off, caller.
Turn the show. Turn your radio down.
I'll try and bring you on again, but you gotta turn your device off. Whatever you're listening to the show on, just listen to it through the phone, okay? Because that just caused an echo effect. Let's try and bring. All right. Never mind. They hung up. Sorry, guys.
It still counts, Uncle. As a caller,
still counts.
Right?
Yeah,
I don't know what we're up to, but it's a lot. We're up there.
I'm over the top.
Doing good.
I'm over the top.
According to the name on the caller ID, your name is Bob, I guess, or you're calling from a phone with the name Bob on it. What you got to do is you turn off your radio and then you call into the show. And that way we won't have that echo effect because I don't know, you're listening on your phone at the same time or whatever, but it just caused a repeated echo loop. So if you want to call in, shut off your radio, then call in. You'll hear the show as soon as you connect, okay? Sorry, guys.
Good PSA.
Thank you, Chuck. Yeah, absolutely.
You too.
Boy, we got a lot going on here tonight, Uncle. This is exciting.
Yeah. I told you, if anybody doesn't mind, I didn't want to jump on your front show in the middle. That's why I jumped, and I said earlier, I called in 10 minutes early on mine, before mine. That's why I did that.
Because, Uncle, this means that you can call in from Florida.
Oh, well, yeah.
There we go.
If you're on vacation.
Yeah, well, because I got the number here. I got the number on my phone. The object is, you get the number on your phone, then you can call them in. Even if you don't know one, you don't even have to dial the one because it sets in the one on the call.
So yeah, everybody, make sure you save the Ocelli Radio Network number in your phone so that when one of the shows is on, you can just, you know, speed dial. And the number is 319-527-5016. Yeah. Save that number on your phones, everybody.
Put your number down and just boom. There you go.
You need it.
If you're from the USPS and you got any inside scoop on Aaron and Uncle's mail issues, call in. Chuck can use one of those devices on your voice so it would be garbled.
We need a live connection to a live show. I was thinking,
oh yeah,
how do you feel about that?
Man, the live show is really popping off here, Uncle. I'm impressed by how many people are here and just the atmosphere of it all.
Did you ever find out who that person is in up there that's calling in?
Oh, no, but somebody was listening from Banning again tonight, Uncle. So not just last week, but they're listening again.
I want to know who it is. I want to know who it is. I'm getting anybody to know who this person is. And I have to
Banning listeners, call in. Call
Did you
in
put your card on any bulletin boards?
I don't know. That's what I'm just trying to think. If I left a card somewhere back there, that would have happened. I don't remember doing it. Maybe. I don't know.
Drop some cards. You know something? Drop some of my cards down in there. I do that. A couple of cards. Drop some cards in the land. People pick it up. I'm going to ask that.
Uncle, speaking of mailboxes.
What?
Here's an idea.
Never.
Speaking of mailboxes, you could go to a neighborhood and you could go put an uncle card in people's mailboxes.
Yeah.
Just walk.
I don't want to mess around with mailboxes.
Is that a way to get shot, maybe?
It's a way to get in jail.
You know, it's funny.
This guy don't think this guy is the one doing the mail.
It's funny. I stick. If I had uncle cards right now, right? I stick my own business cards in mailboxes when I go out with Kim to do her Uber Eats job, right? So
there you go.
So if I happen to be near a mailbox while I'm sitting in the passenger seat while she's dropping off food or whatever, they get a couple of Ocelli.com business cards, and if I got pens on me, I'll throw a pen in their mailbox too. So I've done that.
There you go. Chuck's already on it. He's already on the mailbox.
If you gave me some uncle cards, I would just clip them. You know, I put them in a little clip on the pen. I stick one of my business cards in there, and I toss that in the mailbox. So you know what? You guys give me an uncle card, I'll stick an uncle card with the Ocelli pen, and then they'll have two cards, my card and yours.
Well, you know those banks, the mailboxes too? Card.
Yeah, of course.
We just got to get the cards. We just got to get the cards. I'll tell you that, Chuck.
Yeah, I don't know. The banks.
I've been looking at him.
The banks in New Jersey. The banks in New Jersey didn't have mailboxes, though, Robin.
Well, the big sections of mailboxes, like the ones that were stolen.
Yeah.
Are those possible? Yeah. Are they sealed where you can, like, Can you like sneak a little card in the side of everybody's, or are they sealed up too tightly?
Some of them you can stick a card in, and some of them you can't. I know that for sure.
Right.
Exactly.
I'll have to check that out in my. I'm actually going to check that out in my local area because maybe I'll just start sticking them in those.
I'm not going. I'm going to have to give a disclaimer and say that we don't condone putting anything in mailboxes because technically, I think only the post office is allowed to do that. But you can throw something on somebody's porch.
But people do that all. But you know what, Aaron? Well, people do that all the time though with flyers and things. They always did, where they would stick flyers in people's mailboxes. And you know, I know technically it might be a problem, but I don't think anybody ever bothers about it, and if they don't like it, they just throw it away.
He's trying to get on the good side of the USPS mafia.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I already did wrong. I'm trying to dig back out of this hole now.
They are connected to the FBI. You realize that U.S. Postal offices are all FBI FBI field offices. So
right, they scan. They scan mail.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah, so, you know, you got to be careful.
You're right about that.
You got to be careful. You're right, Aaron. I'm dangerous like that, I know. That's why I'm on the FBI.
They've got their own investigation team. They do.
Yeah.
Maybe Aaron has a file like I do. I don't know.
Yeah, you should put in an FOIA on that one.
There you go.
Yeah. It could be interesting.
It's just a shame that this is happening. People in the...
It doesn't seem like a coincidence, does it?
They're coming to us. Where's the mail?
You know, I hate to be a killjoy here, but you realize you've only got 7 minutes left.
7 minutes.
No,
I already wanted.
We're nearly there.
Yeah.
Ask any woman. Ask any woman I've been with. That's all I need.
Yeah.
That's including snack time. That's including snack time, right, Robin?
That's right.
Hey. Yeah.
Oh,
hey,
gosh.
Jimmy, what have you been doing? Have some talk. What happened to Jimmy?
I think he was keeping quiet because of the feedback on his phone. Yeah.
Yeah, what's up, Jimmy?
What's up, Jimmy? Not too much.
Jimmy's chilling.
I love Jimmy.
Are you?
Just hanging, Uncle. Just hanging.
Are you burning the dupes like I am there, Jimmy?
Yeah.
You better believe it.
There you go. Keeping the system. Keeping those cannabinoid receptors filled so that no germs can get in there.
That would be that slightly reduced reaction time that he has there. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. But you might want to get the shout outs here because you still got Jimmy on the line and Robin. So I don't know if you want to take turns and get the shout outs in before we're done.
Let's hit the shout outs.
Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, who are you shouting out to tonight?
Here's a shout out to what may be the last week for many veteran quarterbacks. who knows? Rough week for Aaron Rodgers. Rough week for Brady. Rough week for Goff. Here's to all the quarterbacks that I, even though you always let me down. All right. Peace.
Sounds good, Jimmy. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you soon, man. Robin, shout outs. Who you got?
Robin.
You know, I'm going to shout out to all the cricket players out there, the retiring cricket players. Shout out to those guys. It's been a good run.
Good. They need shout outs.
We're talking sports. I was getting an obscure sports reference in there for.
Yeah, since Count and Chris dropped off the line, you mind if I take him get a shout out in here, guys?
Yeah, go for it, Chuck.
Just want to let everybody know that still that offer is available. Any donation made to the network, if you send me a mailing address before Election Day, I guarantee I will send you at least a handful of the stickers, the new Syndicate stickers, the artwork designed by Aaron. And, you know, concept was mine. I gave it to Aaron. He made it happen. I turned it black. It's now a sticker. I'll send you a handful of those. Any contribution made to the network between now and Election Day. And it's all helpful and all useful, and I appreciate it all. And so anybody wants to get in on that, I'm making a list. So please do, and make sure you include a mailing address if you make a contribution. And that's blindjfkresearcher@gmail.com. That is the PayPal address, and you can contact me there as well. blindjfkresearcher@gmail.com. Thank you, guys. Aaron, welcome for letting me do that.
Mm-hmm. Where can we see these stickers, Chuck?
If you look in the chat room, my avatar there is basically the sticker. It's reminiscent, an homage to the Godfather logo. You know, the puppeteer thing, and it's the Ocelli.com, Ocelli Syndicate, Ocelli.com sticker. Simple concept. Aaron did the artwork, like I said, and so thanks to him for doing that, and thanks to anybody who drops something in the tip bucket. It is all helpful, useful at this time. Thank you.
Cool. All right. Good shout-outs there. Uncle, you got a shout-out?
You say something. You want to shout out first, and I'll shut the show down when you go.
Sure. Okay. I'll just shout out to everybody who showed up here for the live show, which is a lot. Everybody in the chat, on the call. There's so many of you. There's ACR Chopper, Creative Accidents. I don't want to miss people in the chat. We had Sally Dahl. We had
Christy
Count.
Aphrodite.
Of course, all the calls.
Yeah,
Christy Aphrodite's there. Yes, so all sorts of glad to have you here on Sunday. So keep listening on Sundays live, call in, be in the chat. Makes the show a lot more exciting. So thank you, everybody, for doing that. Uncle, who you got for a shout-out?
I got a shout-out to all the quarterbacks that had the seizures. That they can't play for a couple of days. And a shout out to them that they're well enough to complain now.
And like Tua.
Other people, like Tua's one. And everything else would, for everybody else that called and down to Chuck and you and anybody else, all them for a shout out.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. And our social media is at Uncle Podcast, Instagram, Twitter. Follow those. You can listen live every Sunday on Ocelli.com. The website is UncleThePodcast.com. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Oh,
Uncle, bring us home.
And one other question. I'm glad that everybody likes the Sunday opening up. Sundays instead of Fridays, but I know the problem with the drinking. That's it.
We'll work it out.
Here's our show. 278 show is gone. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Callers, calls, or anyone else who happens to get on the air at Ocelli.com do not necessarily reflect the views of Ocelli.com or Chuck Ocelli, and we are not responsible for any stupidity which might ensue. Thank you.